Good evening and welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Board of Directors for 1220 for December 20th, 2022. This is the last board meeting of the year. And welcome everyone. And I would proceed with calling the meeting to order. And I would ask, we have two directors who, this is their last meeting. I know Director Planbeck recited the pledge at the last committee meeting, so I'll ask Director Ford if he would do us the honor and recite the pledge to, or lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our announcements for tonight, and it may be somewhat out of order, but I'd like to let the audience and board know that Director Braunstein is on her way. She's stuck in traffic and she's making the best time she can. Director Colley is, and Director Kelly are both attending via Zoom. And here are the announcements for tonight's meeting. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. In the event there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public using either the call-in option or internet-based service, this meeting will not be postponed or rescheduled, but will continue without remote participation. The remote participation option is being provided as a convenience to the public and is not required. Members of the public are welcome to attend the meeting in person. To participate in public comment from your computer, tablet, or smartphone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, click the raise hand feature in Zoom, and you will be notified when it is your turn to speak. Please unmute when requested. To participate in public comment via phone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, dial *9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, dial *6 to unmute. We do have quite a number of members of the public present, so I'd like to advise everyone that there are public comment cards out in the hallway. To help facilitate the public comment process, I do already have a number of cards. The procedure for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. All directors are present in person except for Director Colley and Kelly and Director Braunstein, whom will join us in progress. Director Colley and Kelly will participate via Zoom. That concludes our announcements. We now can move to public comment. Members of the public may comment as to items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency that are not on the agenda item at this time. We ask that members of the public wishing to comment on items that are listed in this agenda do so at the time each item is considered. We do have public comment cards for item number 3.
Okay. All right. April? All right.
We do have, as I said, we had some public comment cards for item number 3. And I will begin with David Lutnus. Please come to the podium and present your public comment under item number 3.
Thank you for this opportunity to thank Lynn Planbeck for her decades of service to this community and to the environment. She has selflessly worked and tirelessly worked to promote the health of our community and our environment. She has held to the fire many illegal practices that government has undertaken in the past. And to my knowledge, she has never taken dark money to spread lies about her opponent. So I certainly want to say that I appreciate you, Lynn Flambeck, and I only wish that there was a smidgen of as much integrity in the rest of the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lutnis. Now we have Carol Lutnis, if she would please come to the podium and make her public comment.
I'm okay, sweetie. All right. My name is Carol Lutnis. I am a 25-year resident of Santa Clarita. Ran for water board twice and haven't been very involved for a while because of illness. I want to speak about Lynn Flambeck, who to me has been such a hero in this community. I have never met anyone with more integrity, honor, and dedication. And as my husband said, I know she has never taken a penny of big corporate special interest money. During this past election, these are the number of hit mailers that I received against primarily Democratic candidates that were running in this district. It is appalling. But the ones that appalled me the most were the hit mailers against Lynn Flambeck, a serial litigator, a career politician, making the housing crisis worse. I could go on and on at the poison sent by the Alliance for Special Environmental Solutions. Gee, I wonder where they get their money. And I pretty well know they got them from developers and all the lawyers and the developer interests that don't want to have a gadfly, a truth seeker, a person of great integrity on the water board. Instead of that, I want to point out, I want to point out just a few of the things that Lynn has done this year. The Oak Ordinance. If we didn't have Lynn, we would not have an Oak Ordinance that preserves the historic trees in this valley. Chloride permits, working on chlorate and chloride and all the things. If we didn't have her standing up to people in power to say that, I know I'm running out of time, I could go on and on about what service she has done to this, for this community, in all the years that she has been a dedicated citizen. And I am appalled that she will no longer be a voice on this board to speak truth to power and to stand up to corruption. So I'm very, very, very sad that she is not going to be on this board.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Lutnis, and I apologize for mispronouncing your name.
Yeah, honey, could you come get these things?
I don't have any other comment cards for item three, Madam Secretary. Do we have any members of the public online who wish to comment under item three?
We do. Just one moment. I'm sorry if I pronounced your name incorrectly. Shitra, go ahead and hit star six and you may begin your public comment. Please hit star six. You may begin your public comment. Citra? President Martin, would you like to pass on this public comment? She's not responding, or he's not responding.
Well, yes, if she's not responding, we pretty much have to pass on this.
Okay. Mr. Dunn also has a public comment.
Right. By the way, Mr. and Ms. Dunn, your comments are under items 5.1 and 5.2, unless you wanted to comment under item 5, item 3.
I wrote on the card number 3 also after I filled out my card. Put it on the top.
I don't see it, but you're welcome to make a comment under item 3.
Okay. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you. I wanted to talk tonight on our lack of use of our recycled water, and that it's been that way for 30 years now. Orange County, their cities used it. Other cities, Lancaster has purple or lavender hydrants so that the construction workers don't have to use drinking water for construction, and the fire department doesn't use it often. I think that it's borders on criminal the way we dump the recycled water into the river and let it run down to the ocean. And yet I was shocked just recently to see that a contractor is hooked up to a pipe hydrant at Sand Canyon with 2 8-inch pipes. And he's got 16 earth movers. They're going to move this mini mountain and grade, and they're going to use our drinking water out of our hydrants because we have no respect for recycled water whatsoever. And I understand the state mandated 30 years ago, mandated, which I think is a good request for you, that if you have it, you must serve it. And we are not doing that. And yet, we're receiving notices that we have to only water our lawns or our yards 2 days a week or 3 days a week, and we have to restrict. And that part I don't understand, because we bought a house with an acre foot of water to the house. To take that from us is injuring us, but that's another subject. But the fact that we have to cut back at home, and here it is brazenly being used to move earth and do more construction, I would like to also know if you are aware of how many acre feet are going to be used to move that mountain, to level that mountain, and what can we do to stop that? Why can't they go to the water factory and get recycled water? It's nearby. I think that needs looking into, and we should stop approving building if we don't have the water for the project. Thank you.
No, they do not. Their hands down. President Martin, I'm not sure your speaker's on.
Sorry about that. Let me start over again. Seeing no further public comments under item 3, we've moved to item 4, approval of the agenda. Are there any changes, additions, or modifications to the agenda from the board? Seeing none, the agenda is hereby approved, and we can move to item. Do we have to ask for public comment under item 4?
We should.
All right, very good. All right, item 5, special procedures. Item 5.1 is approve resolutions honoring and commending Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Directors Ford and Planbeck for their service and dedication. Do we have to take those together at one time, April? Can we do those individually?
You can do them individually.
All right. So we will call item 5.1A, the resolution for Director Ford. I would entertain a motion for approval of the resolution recognizing Director, Vice President of the Husky.
Director Ford, you served as a senior scientist for the water engineering firm Kenny Jenks, principal water resource planner for Castaic Lake Water Agency, environmental resource planner for Metropolitan Water District, land use and environmental planner for cities of LA and Simi Valley, and as an air quality specialist for South Coast Air Quality Management District. I can honestly say, you know, sharing the board seat with you here for 2 years, that your career is in public service is commendable. You know, thank you for your service and thank you for your dedication to the residents of Santa Clara Valley. Therefore, motion to approve resolution honoring and commending you for your service and dedication.
Director Cooper.
Thank you, President Martin. I too would like to second the motion. And I want to thank you, Jeff, for the work that you've done on this board and the work that you did with both Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency and the Castaic Lake Water Agency. And I had knew you slightly when you were at Metropolitan Water District. I saw you there, but we were in different departments. But your work has been really, I think, for this board to understand all the issues that go along with CEQA, which is something that very few people really understand except you. And it really has been valuable on this board. So thank you very much, Mr. Ford, and congratulations.
Director, Vice President Ozahowski.
I would like to echo again that sentiment from Director Cooper, just like to let the public know that Director Ford is one of those unsung heroes. He has done an incredible job being chair of the our watershed and water resources committee. And on several occasions, he has actually pinpointed some errors or adjustments needed to be made in certain documents and publications. So for that work, forever grateful on behalf of the ratepayers. Thank you, Director Ford. Back to you, President Martin.
Director Armitage.
Thank you. So I also want to share my words of thanks with you. It's been a pleasure getting to know you over the last couple of years. And thank you for being courteous and welcoming to those of us who were new board members a couple years ago. I have very much appreciated the perspectives that you've brought to the discussions that we've had, both in committee and at the board level. And as a member of the Water Resources and Watershed Committee, I can vouch that you did an excellent job as chair. So thank you again. And as I said at your last committee meeting, I wish you joy and wellness in your next chapter. So thank you.
Director Gutze.
I'll miss you. I know we are neighbors in Newhall, relatively speaking, and I've enjoyed your measured and thoughtful comments, both on committees and at the board. I always enjoy working with directors that have that background insight to add to issues. It really helps us make good decisions, and I have enjoyed working with you for that reason especially. So thank you, and enjoy your next chapter.
Director Bronstein.
I want to echo on a more personal note that, you know, coming on a new board, it's sometimes a little bit intimidating. We all come from very different backgrounds. And it did not go unnoticed to me that in certain social events, you actually made the effort to talk to me, to show me around, to sit next to me, to show me great kindness. So I really, really, truly appreciate that. That means a lot to me as a human being. So thank you very much.
Director Peterson.
I want to thank Jeff too for his friendship and for his professional demeanor. I got to know Jeff when he first started to work at Castaic Lake Water Agency. We were both sharing trailers down at by the in the treatment plant here, and it always was wonderful his advice to us as engineers and how to deal with the guppy, or I call it the stickleback, coming up the river, and considering discharges and all that. But Jeff, I appreciate all you provided, all the background you provide me in here at this agency, and thank you for your service.
Jeff, I'm really sorry to see you leave the board. You've been a tremendous asset to the board. You're a professional through and through. Your technical knowledge has been a tremendous benefit to the board and to the staff of the agency, having come from the agency and then from private sector where you actually sharpened your skills, if that's even possible. But we certainly wish you the best going forward, and perhaps, and optimistically, we may see you again in the near future, I hope. And with that, I bid you best wishes for the holiday season and whatever you're going to do after the first of the year.
President Morton, Director Kelly does have his hand up to make a comment.
All right, Director Kelly.
Director Ford, you remind me of John Wayne in the movie The Quiet Man. You're soft-spoken, but you know what it is that you're going to say. And when you say it very well and very knowledgeable. So it's been a pleasure sitting next to you, and I look forward to many more conversations in the future, not just about water, but if we happen to see some, you know, see each other out in public, I look forward to shaking your hand. Thank you very much.
Did Director Colley have a comment on this?
He does not.
Very good.
I will add, I thank the opportunity. Yeah, Jeff, thank you. I too have really appreciated some of your very unique and positive contributions over the last few years. Thank you.
All right. So we do have comment cards on 5.1. And since we didn't separate Director Ford and Director Planback for the presentation of the, or rather for the approval of the resolution, those who wish to make public comment now are free to, are welcome to do so. If you'd like to wait for the, after we present Director Planback with her resolution, and you can
President
make
Martin,
your public comment there.
It might be more appropriate for the public to make comments during 5.2 when we actually do recognize them for both directors. So this is just to approve the resolutions.
So I know we have some people who have made public comment cards for 5 and 5.1 and 5.2. So I would ask for the audience, those who wish to make public comment under item 5, to wait for item 5.2 when we will do a recognition of the service of both of these fine directors. So,
Mr. President,
yes,
excuse me, it's fine to request that, but I point out that the public does have a right to comment before action is taken by the board, and you are going to be voting on a resolution.
Yes. All right. Anyone who wishes to make a public comment now on the motion and second, that's Mr. Dunn.
Well, I have to say I was very impressed with the performance of Lynn Planback. The New Hull County Water District, we were both members of, I hadn't had a election in 20 years, and I realized that one day in my busy aerospace days, and asked the general manager how come, and he said, "Oh, well, we just send the names into the county, and they reappoint." And so I got together with Jim and a third person, and we decided we'd quietly sneak up in the next time there was an election and have an election to take place. And we did that, and we had three of us, but the third one didn't make it. So there was only two of us going into that board that had been that way for 28 years. But they gave us open hand to do whatever we wanted, and it was probably because of some of the things they were doing. So we decided to get in. I brought in my aerospace, and she brought in her business business knowledge. And we totally overhauled that, got rid of the junky trucks and the hand operations of pumps and tanks, and made a modern water district out of it. And I brought in SCADA and computer, and it was the only computer-operated and efficient running water district, water agency of any kind in our valley at that time. We even had the trucks doing radio read of the meters going slowly down the street. We had that. No one else had anything like that. And we paid all debts off. And then at the end of 4 years, the powers to be around here wouldn't let us get reelected. So I was no longer there, but we did set the pace. And that's the only water agency that doesn't have a legacy debt on it now. The other four people got $63 million each on them. And I don't know how you do that without a vote, but they did it somehow. We were very, very pleased with the performance we got from Lynn Plambeck at the Newhall County Water District, and there were some great challenges. So she had some experience to bring over here. So I thought I'd let you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn. Unless there's any further public comment on the first resolution, we do have a motion and a second. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Hold on just a moment, Mr. President. I think we have another comment. We do. Maybe we should be more specific. So this item 5.1 is just to approve the resolutions. 5.2 is to actually recognize.
Actually, I asked if we could consider the resolutions for Director Ford and Director Plambeck separately.
Yeah, we could. We can. But I'm just wondering as to maybe streamline a little bit if maybe we just approve the resolutions and let anybody who has public comment on the resolutions, just the resolutions, and maybe do them together. And then during 5.2 is when we will separate between Director Plambeck and Director Ford. And then do public comment. Might streamline it a little bit.
All right, then I would ask Director. It was. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we can do Director Plambeck, and yes. Then do 5.2.
Yes.
Okay. As I call your name, but let me just make sure, Ms. Haskam. I'm going to go ahead and allow you to talk. Is your public comment, is it regarding the resolution or to recognize Director Plambeck or Director Ford?
Well, I'm very confused at this point, given what your city attorney said or your attorney there, but I would like to speak about Lynn Plambeck's service.
Okay. Would you like to do that now, or would you like to wait till 5.2 when we actually recognize both directors?
I'll be happy to do that right now.
Okay. Just one moment.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead and you may begin your public comment.
Great. Honorable board members, my name is Marcia Hanscom. I'm a wetlands and wildlife advocate, and I work on the other end of the county, although I'd love to come visit your area. It's so beautiful there. And I thought it was interesting to hear someone call Lynn Plambeck a serial litigator. I think I've been called similar things by some of the developers down here. But the bottom line is this woman has for 30 years worked on behalf of the public in your region. And I think she just deserves tremendous accolades for staying power, for being able to and willing to speak opposing rate hikes for the public interest, opposing water agency funding of projects that really should be funded by private interests. And, she's promoted the candidacy of women and diversity for the water agencies. And I think that things are just so much better because of her service. Besides the fact that her really big star is that she has been the number one advocate for protecting the Santa Clara River for so long. And while not always successful, she has spoken for the river. She has spoken for the river and the inhabitants of the river that were here many, many, many years before we humans were here. And I'm just so grateful for that. And I know that many other people who couldn't be here tonight, but who really, want to speak for the wildlife, as you probably witnessed so many people speaking out for P22, our beloved mountain lion in the Griffith Park area. There are so many animals we share this space with. We humans do not survive on this planet alone. We cannot survive without the food web and the other animals that help sustain our own lives. And the water issue is really at the bottom line of it. The water is clean water, clear water, and accessible water for the other animals, as well as for us, is crucial. And I think that we will all miss Lynn Plambeck's voice on this board. So I just want to say a big, big round of thanks for her being there as the voice for the public interest and for the many, many other species that we share this planet with. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam, for your public comment.
President Martin, Director Kelly has his hand up.
Go ahead, Director Kelly.
I just wanted to reconfirm the motion, and the second was intended to include both of the resolutions.
No, it's just to include the resolution for Director Ford.
We're doing them separately, Director Kelly.
We did decide to do them separately. Okay.
Yes.
We do have a motion and a second. Motion by Vice President Ozerhofsky, seconded by Director Cooper. As I call your name, please state how you vote. Yes. And this is to approve a resolution honoring Director Ford. Director Gutzeit, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Cooper?
Yes.
Director Peterson?
Yes.
Director Armitage?
Yes.
Director Kelly?
Yes.
Director Cawley?
Yes.
Director Bronstein?
Yes.
Director Plambeck?
Yes.
Director Ford?
I will abstain.
Vice President Ozerhofsky?
Yes.
President Martin?
Yes.
Thank you. This resolution is approved, and that's resolution number SCV-320.
All right. Thank you, Board. Thank you, members of the public, for your public comments. We now can consider the resolution recognizing the service of Director Plambeck. I would entertain a motion and then a second, and then we'll open it to public comment.
I'd like Director to Bronstein. Make a motion.
Motion by Director Bronstein.
Can second. I also say words about her, since that's how we kind of did it last time?
Second by Director Armitage. Now we can have, before we take the vote or entertain comments from the board, I know we have some public commenters cards, and I will begin with, pardon me?
Yeah. Like, kind of like we did, yeah. Right? Okay. So... So as of January 2023, I feel like a rare voice on this board will be missing. Regardless of if you agree or disagree with her, Director Plambeck's opinions and knowledge are one of a kind. For years, Director Plambeck fought for our water, our environment, and community. I'm in awe of her vast knowledge on almost anything water-related and her willingness to share it with anyone. Being a champion of responsible, sustainable, ethical, clean water is not a simple thing. And it's remarkable to me how she was a lone minority opinion for decades. It takes great strength of character, in my opinion, to stand up at every meeting to say things that no one else is saying. She is the embodiment, in my opinion, of what a public servant is. Her goal was and always has been us. I find her inspirational and a personal hero. I know I will miss her here speaking up for us, and I hope she keeps on doing that, even if it's from the other side of the table. Thank you for your service, Lynn.
Thank you, Director Bronstein. I guess we are going to follow a slightly similar process that we did for Director Ford. We'll go ahead and have board discussion before we open to public comment. Director Armitage.
Thank you. So, years ago, I started attending these water board meetings, but as a member of the public sitting over there, so that I could learn more about our local water resources. And one thing I picked up rather quickly was that Director Plambeck asked questions that I, as a ratepayer and as a resident of Santa Clarita, wanted to know the answers to. I also quickly understood that Director Plambeck recognizes the value of things beyond just dollar signs, and that some things have far greater value as essential components of larger natural systems. She was asking questions that just a few years ago could have been considered an inconvenience by some, but fast forward to today, a lot of those same questions are now part of regular dialogue up and down the state of California because they can no longer be ignored. Since coming onto the board, I have seen firsthand Director Plambeck's efforts to make the board and committee meetings accessible to all. And we are benefiting from it each and every time we have a meeting and we have members of the public or staff join us remotely to provide very important input. I've also appreciated her efforts to promote conservation, equitable access to our water, close attention to our groundwater levels and quality, and promoting efficient use of our public funds that we oversee. So it is my opinion that we are all better off because of Director Plambeck's time on the boards that she has served related to our water and most recently here with SCV Water. Thank you for watching out for our pocketbooks and for the safety and sustainability of the water that we drink. And thank you for making sure that everyone has a chance to share their voice at our meetings. You have served the public well. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Armitage. Any other comments from the board? Before we go to public comment, I would just like to say I appreciate Director Plambeck's service to the board for many, many years, whether it's Newhall County or SCV Water. You were a member of the original directors who began SCV Water. Your efforts in that regard are appreciated, and we may not always agree on everything, but I know you're a true fighter, and you're a true believer in your cause, and I do think the SCV community is better off hearing both sides, even though we don't always agree on issues. So I congratulate you on your service and wish you well. We can now move to public comment. We do have a motion and a second, but before we take the vote, we'll do public comment. It's a bit confusing because the public comment cards, some are just 5 without saying 5-1 or 5-2, some are 5-2. So I would just invite anybody who's submitted a public comment card who wishes to speak public comment in regard to Lynn Plambeck, please come forward and do so. Ms. Fortner, come to the podium.
Is this for 5-1 or is this combination of both? I'm confused. Stop the clock. I'm asking a question for April. Is this just open for
anybody can comment at this time, but I was suggesting that we do it under I was suggesting we waited until item 5.2 just to streamline it. Otherwise, you're going to go back and forth because we're doing both of them.
Right.
The resolutions really were just to approve resolutions, and then comments were going to be made during 5.2. So my suggestion is that everybody who wants to make a comment does it at 5.2 and lets us just approve the resolutions. And then makes a comment if they have one about the resolutions themselves.
Okay, so I'll wait until 5.2. When we speak directly.
That'd be fine.
Okay. Thanks.
You can come back up. Yes. All right. We do have a motion and a second. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Gutzeit.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Abstain.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Cawley.
Yes.
Director Ford.
Yes.
Director Kelly.
Yes.
Director Plambeck.
I'll abstain also. I wouldn't want Bill to be by himself.
Vice President Orzechowski.
No.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. This item does pass, and that's resolution number SCV-321.
Thank you, Board. We now can move to item 5.2, which is the recognition of these two directors. I am going to move to the podium for the presentation of both the resolutions and the water drop. The start on? Yes.
Okay.
Director Ford, I will go ahead and read your resolution. Jeff Ford was appointed to the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors to the Santa Cruz Valley Water Agency Board of Directors in October of 2019 and served through December 2022. Whereas Mr. Ford has served on the agency's Engineering and Operations Committee as chair of the Water Resources Committee and Watershed Committee, and whereas Mr. Ford served as vice president of the Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Powers Authority, and whereas Mr. Ford currently serves as president of the Devil's Den Water District, and whereas Mr. Ford currently serves as an alternate director to the Santa Clara Valley Groundwater Sustainability Agency Board, which is responsibility for sustainably managing groundwater in the Santa Clara River Valley East Subbasin. And whereas Mr. Ford supported the agency's mission statement of providing responsible water stewardship to ensure the Santa Clara Valley has reliable supplies of high-quality water at a reasonable cost, and whereas Mr. Ford's wealth of knowledge and experience has provided valuable water industry insights to the agency's board of directors, and whereas Santa Clara Valley Water Agency Board of Directors deem it most fitting that Mr. Ford's outstanding service to the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency and the customers it serves be appropriately recognized. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency Board of Directors commends and recognizes Jeff Ford for his over 3 years of service to the board and directors of the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency and thanks him for his support of the board, employees, and customers of the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency during his time as a board member. In addition to that resolution, we have the very famous water drop recognizing Mr. Ford's service and recognizing in recognition of over 3 years of dedication and service to as a director for the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency, October 2019 through December 2022. And I would like to present you with the water drop. I will hold the resolution and after I've now broken it, I will hold this and say congratulations, Mr. Ford. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. See if you I will repair this and get it back to you.
Can I, yeah, Gary?
Yes,
thank you. There was an old speech I use sometimes that you can't, the three rules are you can't be too rich, too thin, or make a speech too short. And failing items one and two, we go to number three here. I want to thank staff. You made my job very easy. The competence and the dedication and the hard work put us through some tough times. And I want to thank all of you. It was well done, and your forbearance as well, too. So thank you to the board. Thank you very much for all the debates, the hard work of finding the best policy direction to benefit staff, although they did make it easy. So I'm grateful to all of you. I'm grateful to the people who gave me this opportunity at the supervisor's office, who appointed me and those responsible among her staff and here who got me up there. So thank you all. I enjoyed it immensely. And I'm my wife says, yeah, Jeff, you're a pessimist. And I say, no, realist. You mispronounced it. I think you face challenges in the future, staff and board. I think it's just the way the world works. And I'm extremely grateful that the Valley's in good hands at both levels. So thank you all.
If Director Planbeck would join me at the podium, please.
I will try not to break the standoff or interrupt.
So I will do the same thing. I will congratulate you on your service. I'll read your resolution for the public who may not have read it, who may not know what it says. This is a resolution of the Board of Directors of the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency honoring and commending Lynn Planbeck for her service and dedication. Whereas Lynn Planbeck was elected to the Newhall County Water District Board of Directors in November of 1993 and served through December of 1997, and whereas Ms. Planbeck was re-elected to the Newhall County Water District Board of Directors in November of 1999
and served through December of 2017. And whereas Ms. Planbeck was served as the Newhall County Board Vice President in 2002 and Board President in 2004, and whereas Ms. Planbeck served on the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency Board of Directors from January 2018 to December 2022, and whereas Ms. Planbeck served on many committees during her years of service as a director, most recently on the agency's Engineering and Operations Committee and on the Public Outreach and Legislation Committee, and whereas Ms. Planbeck currently serves as an alternate director on the Santa Clara Valley Groundwater Sustainability Agency Board, which is responsible for sustainably managing groundwater in the Santa Clara River Valley East Subbasin. And whereas Ms. Planbeck currently is a member of the Aqua Groundwater Committee and Aqua Water Quality Committee. And whereas Ms. Planbeck supported the agency's mission statement of providing responsible water stewardship to ensure the Santa Clara Valley has reliable supplies of high-quality water at a reasonable cost, and whereas the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency Board of Directors deem it most fitting that Ms. Planbeck's outstanding service to the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency and customers it serves be appropriately recognized. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency Board of Directors commends and recognizes Lynn Planbeck for her 27 years of service to the Board of Directors of the Newhall County Water District and the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency, and thanks her for her support of the board employees and the customers of the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency during her time as a board member, signed by me, the board president. I'll read the inscription on your water, on your famous water drop. So, and then I'll hold the resolution. You can take the water drop or vice versa. Okay. Maybe be more protective if you have. So in recognition of 27 years of dedication and service as a director of the Newhall County Water District and the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency, 1994 through 1997 and through 2000 through 2022. Here, I will see if you can. Okay.
Why is it too big for me?
Here, I'll try not to break it.
Okay, and I have a thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I have a few words too, and I wrote it out so I wouldn't get too emotional, and it probably won't be as short as Mr. Ford's, but I want to start by thanking staff. I agree, absolutely. They are very wonderful. Sometimes I have to question what they're saying to me, but it's always very, I'm sure that it's very well-researched on their part. And I want to say after never missing a water district meeting and all the time I was on the board, it's going to be very odd to not be coming to meetings on Tuesdays or Thursday nights. But I want to take this opportunity to say a few things that which I hope will be heeded by the board and by the community. It's unfortunate that large corporations and out-of-area PACs essentially bought a seat on our water board with hit mailer exaggerations, distortions, and outright lies. It is unfortunate for a couple of reasons. Almost half the people in this election knew those mailers weren't true. That reflects on the board's integrity. People may now look at the board with some animosity and distrust where a cleaner election, not influenced by big development and outside interests, would give the public more trust in its elected officials. I just say that so that you all think about your next upcoming elections. Also, because the Citizens United decision where the Supreme Court ruled that money is free speech, corporations and big money interests now have even more influence over our elected officials here in Santa Clarita and on this board. Those who stand up against corporations face the prospect of huge funding against them in the next election. Simply by threatening to spend an enormous amount of money, corporate lobbyists have unprecedented leverage over elected officials. That's wrong.
As a result, it is becoming harder and harder to advance a public interest agenda on any issue affecting corporations, from climate change to sustainable water practices, and in the case of a water board seat, to healthcare workers, women's, and other rights, et cetera, in an assembly or congressional seat. I have been a strong voice on this board for accurate water supply reporting and to address climate change, which will affect the sustainability of our water resources and the long-term viability of the Santa Clara River, this community's most precious treasure. I have been so grateful for the support of two directors, Beth Bronstein and Kathy Armitage, for adding their voices to these concerns. But it is time that this entire board stop saying we have plenty of water and start planning for a future with reduced water supply before it is too late. And I appreciate Mr. Cord's statement that there's going to be challenges ahead, because there certainly are. But our reservoirs throughout California are still below normal. Our groundwater is already at a max, the max it can give. You must provide guidance and leadership to protect our local groundwater supplies, our recharge areas, and our floodplains. The times when you could destroy your own local resources and just go and get the water from another watershed are over. You must work with city and county planning to do a better job protecting our local water resources so that this community and the river can continue to thrive. You cannot let things go until it is so out of hand that everyone will be hurt, as is happening in the Colorado River. You must all be better stewards of our environment and make changes now so that you can avoid future emergencies. And I think not having hit mailers in elections would help too. Thank you.
All right, we will resume public comment on this item. We do have Andrew Taban in the audience, I believe, who represents Assemblywoman Chavo. If you would come to the podium and make your comments.
Hello, thank you. It's an honor to be here on behalf of Assemblywoman Pilar Schiavo. One of the interesting things about when you're newly elected and you come into a vacant office, by the way, is you have very limited supplies, as in not even a pen. However, you tend to send out stuff. So, Mr. Ford, your certificate is on its way, but we are teaming up with multiple offices. But I'll speak here on behalf of Director Planbeck. Lynn, I've known you for many years, and it's a privilege to come here and thank you for your service for 3 decades to the Water Board. I think one of the most incredible things about you when you look at elected office is a lot of people tend to think of the legacy that they're going to leave behind. And in all the years that I've known you, I don't think that's ever come across once in a conversation that I've had with you, is what are you going to leave behind? And I think that is going to be your legacy. Is it's never been about you. It's always been about the ratepayers, protecting the agency, and trying to do what's best for our community. And so on behalf of the California State Legislature and Assemblywoman Pilar Schiavo, we want to thank you for your years of service. And I know you're not going anywhere. I know, because you've called me. So thank you. And I think the one thing we can always say about you is, while people may not agree with you, you always have cared about this community. So thank you. I don't know if this is the correct way to do it. I'm just okay.
Thank you, Mr. Taban. Please pass along our thanks to Assemblywoman Chavo. All right, I do see Valerie Bradford in the audience, and you have a public comment that you'd like to make. Please come forward.
Thank you, directors. As you said, my name is Valerie Bradford, and I just want to take a minute. to honor Director Lynn Planbeck. I decided to serve this community about 2.5 years ago. And when I did, and I did that to run for a seat on this very board. And when I did that, it was your legacy. It was your history. It was your experience and expertise that I looked to learn from. And I just want to take a minute to say thank you. Thank you for your decades of service. Thank you for being the trailblazer, even though blazing that trail took decades. It has worked because it is changing. And so I just want to say thank you for all that you've done and for all of your expertise and for your caring for this community.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Bradford. I'd like to call to the podium Susie Kaufman. She's been waiting to make comment about, as she puts it, saying goodbye to Lynn Planbeck.
Hi. I wasn't planning to say anything, and people who know me know that I'm good at not saying anything, and I do try to say something. But Lynn, I've known you and of you for 35, 36 years, and you're a hero to me. And, you know, I'm an environmentalist and I'm an animal rescuer, especially of wildlife. I can't think of many people who are greater than you to me here in Santa Clarita. I'm humbled by you. Can you hear it? Can you hear my heart going? I love you very much, and I love what you've tried so hard to do for all of us, and I wish people would listen harder. You've done so much for this water agency, or at least you've tried your damnedest. You've tried so hard, and that's why I've attended almost every single water agency meeting since we got the other two bright women to join in with you. I'm struggling for words because the tears that are stopped up in my brain are fighting me right now. But I'm grateful, and I know you're not going to give up, so count on me. I can remember Scope, of course, and Scope still exists. So there's that. But don't anybody give up on Lynn at all. Just don't give up on her, please. Please don't give up on her. And encourage her and encourage one another, too, to follow in her footsteps. What hurts me so much tonight was when nobody in the board except, we all know what happened, don't we? Nobody applauded her from the men's sector. I couldn't believe that. I just couldn't believe it. Just the discourtesy alone and the lack of decency. This woman is Santa Clarita, the kind of that I would like it to be. I'm out of words, because that's who I am. I'm Susie Kaufman, who never has the right words until I get home or I'm in the car and going, damn it, damn it, damn it. Lynn, I love you. I'm going to miss you, but I'll find you.
Thank you, Ms. Kaufman. Stacy Fortner, you have a card for 5.2.
You may have difficulty hearing me, but there's so much that I really wanted to say. But tonight, I'm not going to let my personal feelings about this election discolor or take anything away from the honor that we owe to Lynn Planbeck. So I'm here today to honor Lynn and her years of service. She's that rare water board member that is selfless, dedicated, and focused on the greater good. It has been difficult for me to put pen to paper and gather my thoughts on Lynn leaving the board tonight.
In one way, I feel like this is a freeing moment for Director Planbeck. She's now unfettered to hold this agency accountable for its actions. And on the other hand, I'm terribly sad that we'll be missing her sage wisdom of all things Santa Clara River, water, conservation, and her passion for biodiversity. Having just spent a week in Montreal attending COP15 and witnessing the plenaries where 190 countries are coming to agreement on a global 30 by 30 plan and recognizing that we have not been good stewards of our precious planet, I now realize just how important Lynn's voice is on this board. We owe Lynn a debt of gratitude for her tireless and thankless work on biodiversity and praise her for being the environmental champion for the Santa Clara River and for our community that she has been. She has never been anti-development. I don't think any of us are, but we do stand up for working class and for the planet that we're trying to protect from assured destruction. We are entering into the sixth mass extinction, and Lynn understands this. Her votes were always about the bigger and broader benefit. We should remember the voices of reason and that her votes were always about the greater good for the community. For almost 25 years, she was a lone voice on the board for protection of natural resources and the environment. We will miss her knowledge of the impacts of the projects on the community. We will miss her inquisitive nature. We will miss her steadfast devotion to preserving natural spaces and her expertise on all things water and her commitment to our community. We love you, Lynn, and we can only hope to live up to the legacy that you leave behind. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Ms. Fortner. I do have two public comments on 5.2 that were submitted online, and I'd like to read them. The first one is from Ellie Bronwine, and it reads as follows. Many thanks to Lynn Planbeck for her numerous years on the water board dedicated to promoting clean water, ample water supplies, and fair pricing for all residents of the Santa Clarita Valley. She was and continues to be a true advocate, voice for the people and their environment. And we also have a written public comment for Ms. Planbeck from Cynthia Harris. It reads as follows. Art Perkins, the founder of the Newhall County Water Company, would have been very proud of the actions of Lynn Planbeck since she was elected to the board in 1993. Our family are lifetime residents of Newhall and remember when, quote unquote, Perk would come to the door and ask for payment. He was concerned about water quality, just like Ms. Planbeck has shown in her 40 years of serving the citizens of Santa Clarita. She has promoted testing and monitoring of our water wells and encouraged self-sufficiency. She has stood by her beliefs that polluted water should not be served or counted as being available to the public. As we approach yet another year of a drought with mandatory water rationing, where many of us in Santa Clarita who will continue to question allowing new development to demand water service. SEA next to Stevenson Ranch, west of I-15 freeway. The Art Perkins Award for Excellence should be presented to Lynn Planbeck for her hard work to keep clean water available to the Santa Clarita citizens. Very truly, Cynthia Harris. That concludes the public comments that I have in writing. Do we have any other members of the public online who wish to comment?
We do. Marcia Hanscom does have a public comment for item 5.2. You may begin your public comment, Marcia.
Thank you. I've already spoken highly of Lynn, and I could probably speak for another hour about her because of all the wonderful work that I and others have witnessed that she has done over the years. But what I want to really speak to now is the votes that I noticed you just took and how we as a people need to reconsider how we treat each other. because, you know, this is supposed to be similar to what we have in the United States Capitol and in our federal government. We're supposed to have a peaceful transfer of power at all levels of government. And that's kind of what this is, where you're I love how your board chair treated both of the people leaving. I think that was done with very much respect. And I loved hearing the two women who spoke about Lynn Plambeck's service. But I really was concerned when I heard someone say abstain for the first person that is leaving, and then another abstention for the second person leaving, and then a no vote even. And I think that, you know, I just would really hope that you all might go home and think about whatever religion guides you, whatever philosophies guide you in your everyday living, that we start thinking better about how we treat each other in these public spaces. You're all examples for others in our communities. And we just really, I mean, to say that someone has served on a board for more than 30 years and can't even bring yourself to say, wow, that's an amazing amount of service, no matter how you feel about one vote or another. I just would hope that you all might look within. Tomorrow's the winter solstice. It's my favorite day of the year where I spend time looking within. Be calm, think about the winter, the darkness, and the light that's coming. And just consider how much more we might be able to accomplish together when we're being kind and loving to each other. And Lynn, so much love and respect for all that you've done for Santa Clarita and for Southern California, where you are a champion and known to be by many, many of your peers. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hanscom. All right, I think I'll just like to invite Mr. and Mrs. Dunn. If you want to come forward and make your comment, I think your public comment cards, I probably confused them, so I may have confused you as well. So if you'd like to come forward and make public comment, please do so.
Thank you. I wasn't going to speak because I thought, well, Ed could do that, and he does it pretty well. But I did want to mention those things that Newhall would not have been accomplished had it not been for Lynn being there and helping go through some of these issues that were going on. There were employees that were working all getting paid overtime way after they had gone home. Anyway, there were a lot of problems to take care of. But the one thing that I did want to talk about is years ago, I followed CLWA for a lot of years and Newhall County. And CLWA, before my husband got on, I noticed that all of the directors never said a word. They just said, I. Everything was passed and that was it. So when he got on the board, he started asking questions. And, you know, we started having conversations. Now, that's the way a board should work. And I've noticed over the years from that time that a lot of this is still going on. And I will certainly say that Lynn has been very good about being vocal and asking questions. And you know that she's reading her information in her packets. Sometimes I wonder about some of the others, but I know that she is just by her questions. So I really want to commend her for that. And that is something that this whole board, I am happy to see it is going on still on this board, that you are all asking questions and talking, not just sitting back and saying, I, and passing everything. So I mainly wanted to say that because I am very pleased that that's going on. That is open government. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dunn. And with that, I believe this concludes item 5, special procedures, and we are going to take a brief recess and enjoy some cupcakes. And so we are hereby in recess, celebrating the service of these two board members.
I'm